Arson attacks have hit Catholic churches in Chile as the head of the Roman Catholic Church is visiting the country as part of his first leg of his Latin American tour. Chilean police say that the attacks were carried out to cause public disorder during Pope Francis's visit. No group has taken responsibility, and no arrests have been made so far. It is also not known exactly how many churches have been attacked. The top Vatican authority arrived in Chile late on Monday. The visit has been marred by violence and public protests against the Catholic Church's sexual abuse scandals. Dozens of people have been arrested during violent clashes with the police. John Stepling, author and commentator, joins us from Norway. Does it surprise you that the kind of hit that the Pope has taken, or I should say maybe the whole church image has taken, to, in this case, in point supporters in Chile?
I don't think it's surprising given his reputation in South America. Remember, he's Argentinian. And people are aware there of his close association with the Argentine junta, with General Videla. He is alleged to have personally handed over the names of teachers and liberation theology priests to the infamous Navy School of Mechanics Torture Center, most of which were never seen again. So you know, his reputation is clear, and you know, understand, there's this charm offensive. He hired Greg Burke to be his PR guy, and Burke is a former Fox News correspondent and a member of Opus Dei, you know, and presumably is you know, practices celibacy and self-flagellation, allegedly. But Burke has put a huge amount of effort into spinning this Pope as progressive and pacifist, and, you know, he loves the poor. But understand that the Vatican never changes. I mean, it's an enormously powerful institution. They own, you know, untoward real estate. Their holdings are just, you know, can't be calculated. They have huge gold holdings. So when findings come out, you know, as recently in Australia, against, you know, the sexual misdeeds of priests, the church just rejects them. Or they, you know, they retire the priest and he pops up again somewhere else. You know, a close associate of the former Cardinal Bergoglio, George Pell, the Australian bishop, is on his way, I believe, to Australia to face charges. So all of this is, has been very close to this pontiff. I mean, he has not been free of the taint of the global, you know, sex scandal. So it's particularly acute, of course, in South America. Also, you have the factor of the indigenous people in Chile, the Mapuche people, whose land has been confiscated. They've been displaced by logging companies and big agricultural firms and so forth. I'm guessing the Pope won't address any of those issues either. It will be a charm offensive, and Greg Burke will handle it in a, you know, in his usual adroit way. I mean, the only difference between Ratzinger, Pope John Paul, and Bergoglio is that he hired, you know, a hipper PR guy, and so far it's been very successful. But you know, he's been referred to as Washington's Pope, and when he worked with the junta in Argentina, this was part of Operation Condor. From the, you know, the U.S. government and Wall Street were staunchly behind this. They wanted to get rid of leftists. Bergoglio himself has always spoken dismissively of leftists and communists, and he even recently blamed some of the sexual accusations in Chile against leftists. So, you know, he hasn't changed his stripes. Nothing ever changes in this medieval institution.
Thank you for that, John Stepling, author and commentator from Norway.